Gemara. The Gemara. We finished the Gemara. Taisa, where are we? You finished the Gemara?
I think we did.
We did it when we wanted to do Taisa question. Okay, so in the Gemara, wanted to bring a raya from Mishnah. First look, she's dead. The Gemara compared the Bala Kaira and come late, you don't make a rocks. The Gemara wanted to compare the Bala Kaira ramming the Chavis when the Bala Chavis stopped to the din of Shlokish and Malachas Revutz's Pater. My answer, the no, the Mishnah, it's okay. And over here, in the case of Rish Lakish, the Ravutz could tell the Malachas, you know, you have a right to step on me, you have a right to kick me. So the male is not a right. So the kid's not a right for the Mishnah. But the Valkyr is walking Kedarkai, and he rams the Chavis to the case where the animal is actually kicking. That's Gemara's Dicha. Tay says, obvious question, Tema. Maisach Daitach, Hashta, Chisayver, who? Shemshav, Miskavin, Shupater, Kamaybot Malachas Barusa. If the Gemara is comparing the din of the Baal Kher ramming the Chavis to the din of the Malachas kicking the Revutza, so you can tell me that in the half minute we think that the Baal Kher had intentionally is mutter to break the chavis, just like Rish Lakish holds the Baal, the Mahalechas could kick the Revutza. So you're comparing it to and saying that the same thing should be by an Adam. So the whole Yisrael of Rish Lakish is called Mashana. So how can we prove from our Mishnah when by Adam Rizno didn't call Mashana? You're not going to tell me that he's not a little bit B'dayim Cain. In Cain, it must be a different reason. It must be different Yisari. It was nothing to do with Rish Lakish. Yesh lo mesalka daitoch ki heich the masnisa patrina baal kaira. Lefisha baal chaviz goyrim loy bamidasai. Shein lo baal kaira lezor. Shem yam baal chaviz. Says Taisvis that the reason why your potter in the Mishnah is because the Baal Chavis was Gairim. And the Baal Kair did not have to think that he was going to stop. Achinami Paravutza Gar Meloil Melechas Shetivut Ba Bein Baal Par Lizar Shematimsim Paravutza B'Shesarab Metivut Ba Parasai. So the Gemara's Sushta was on one Nakuda that we see that when the Nizik is Gairim the Hezik, then that's received but to be Potter. It happens to be that the conditions are different when we're talking about an Adam than when we're talking about a Behemoth. But the Yisayit is the same. So the Bad, we don't say by Behemoth, call Mashan, the Bach, Mashin is by Potter, you'll have to be a Daim, because that a person then has to be, a person is a Baradas, and you shouldn't be instigated into breaking the thing on purpose. You have to control yourself. Shank of the animal not. But that's when you say is the same thing. That when the Nizib brought the Hezek upon himself, then we say that's a Ptur. But Adam, it's Benegeya, when accidentally he rams the Chavis, by him, it's even does on purpose. Now, the Derech Agav, Tosfos is telling me over here, this has to do with the point we made yesterday in the Taisa end of the Tarvayu, that Taisa seems to be learning that the Pator of when the Chavis is Aman is because the Chavis brought the Hezek upon himself. Pshias Ayi Pshias Hanizek. And not because of Aynis. But if the Pator of Aynis has nothing to do with, then there's nothing to do with the para. In other words, again, because Tais of Chavzayin Abay said, brought this Mishnah as a raya, that Ayin is Gomor, Ayin is Kengeneva, is Potter, and that's why the Baal Chavis That's why Baal Kair is potter when the chav is stopped short. Because he's an aynus. But it's not a plural. It's not because the nizik brought it upon himself. It's because he's an aynus. Lefize, and we said yesterday, Teres is on the master tervayu. It seems to say not like that. He said, he was Pasha. Not because he's a Nayan, because he's Pasha. Right? And that's the Chayyim. This is also gone like that. Because if this Tais is held as a Ptur of Aynis, then right, what's the Tzushtel? If the Ptur in the Mishnah is also Aynis, then what's the Tzushtel to the case of the Para? What's the Kusus to the Revutza instigating, so to speak, the maleches, the kick it, what does that do with our Mishnah? Elma, it's clear, and this Taisim is also like Taisim earlier on the page, like the Mahalach of the Rabban, not like the Mahalach Taisim himself. But the Yisraelim tour of Omad, Baal Chavis, the Baal Kari is potter, is because the Baal Chavis brought it upon himself, it's Pshiz and Nizik. And that's where it's Madama, the Pshiz and Nizik, oh, the chav is stopping to the pshis and nizik of the behemah revutza, which there it's more extreme. But the idea is the same, that the nizik brought the hezek upon himself. But all this chav is not like tais chav zayin beis. It's just a funny, just a shrek. The way tais chav zayin beis is this: how's he learning gemara? Tais over here is bothered what the gemara sushtel is. Yeah, what's the gemara from Mishnah? The chav if he tais in the chav zayin. It's not the pshat. Mishan b'shul shirav to lagarm labakach shetivait ba. The need this is just a skuya lugei lebuti b'lesa chashus. So and that the Gemara answered that even though so the Gemara's teretz was working within the system. The Gemara's teretz is nothing changed except that what you're saying that just like the nizik brought. The Baal Chav is snapping, brought the Hezek to himself, so too the Paravutza brought the Hezek to herself. That's not true. In Hilchus animal psychology, we decide that the fact that there's a Paravutza over there is not necessarily is Machayev, that the par that's walking by feels the need to give it a kick. It's not Machayev. He could walk around, he could walk on him, but not kick him. So within the Svara was saying no. Within the Svara was saying no. It's alright. But we're keeping nothing major changed. And we're keeping the side that the decided mission is because of the that the Baal Chav has brought the Hezek upon himself. Jachir is not Hezek with Ayim Beis. Okay. Now, the Rishayim are bothered. The problem is, the Rif and the Rambam, they don't bring the Gemara Zokimta of Kishilda. Because the Gemara had a problem. Because the Gemara's Mdaik from Rish Lakish. That Tafka, if the Revutza kicks the Maleches, is he Chayev? Or if the Maleches bumps into the Revutza, he's Potter. So Gemara wanted to know Gemara Kash for the Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says Masnitz the Mela Tani Chayev. In the Mishnah, right? If he rammed him, the chavis, the kaira, was first. Yeah, and it stopped. The chavis ran into it. It was huzak in it. It says it's chayiv. So my answer is no, it's pasuk shulda. Rambam doesn't bring down the zukim to pasuk shulda. Nor does the Rif. The question is, the Chayra, the Ferish Gemara, the Gemara makes that of Kimta. So why is the Ram and the Rif not passing? That's the problem. So the Rosh offers a Mahaloch, and it's a little bit difficult, the reading of the Rosh. So let's proceed inside. The Tamar of Alfish Lahavi calls that Sugya. El Mishnah Ketzirasa, the Mashnah Sreli, the Fil Amad B'loy Shilda Chayiv. Even though the Baal Akaira, who was first stopped, and the Chav is bumped into him, even though it was Huzak, and it wasn't Keshilda, still, he's Chayiv. So the question is, what do the Gemara? Nishlaim, the Rav Alfa is Sreli Loi Kivon, the less Hilchzak Rishlakish, the Ikad Devarav, the Kamer Batim Aleches Berhutsa Peturah. Revutz Maleches Chayeves. So the Rosh here is very, very difficult to read. So one point the Rosh seems to be making over here is that he says we don't paskin Rish Lakish's din. It's in entirety. In other words, the big knack, the big chiddush of Rish Lakish, that bata Maleches Berevutza. That were potter, called Mashana Bach Vashin is potter. That chiddush of Rish Lakish, that we don't paskin like, because the Gemara tried to bring a raya from the Mishnah. The Gemara shlug up the raya from the Mishnah. And we Rava on the Chav Dalid holds like the Gemara's dicha bayos. The nehi dislach reshus l'skuya elai lebuti bilaslach reshus. So we don't paskin that called Mashan in this case. Is going to be potter. We say that the revutza caused the maleches to kick it. He's chayiv. So the Rosh says, "Ein bo shum chiddush. Revutza maleches chayiv. Ein bo shum chiddush." Right? That the revutza kicks the maleches. That member of Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish made two statements. One, Revutza kicks the maleches is potter, he's chayiv. Maleches kicks Revutza, he's potter. And Revutza kicks the maleches is chayiv, shkayiv. That's pretty obvious. The whole chiddush of Rish Lakish is the other one, and that we don't know like him. So Meili says, this is a very strange thing. Ein l'shana is pshat mishnah look mediuka the Rish Lakish. So, because we have a diuk of Rish Lakish, we're not going to change the mission. Dikla meimar hu adinim huskam meila chayeves. Va'aydi nokat bata maleches beravutza patura dashmir chadish godlish esh roshes levayed nokat nine bata revutza machol maleches. Silko chamefkinim masizim pashta filu amash beloy shilda nami chayev. So the Rosh starts off saying, we don't pass like Rish Lakish in one din of his. Yeah. So Pashtis, what he means to say is, it says we don't pass like one din of Rish Lakish, Dainu. The big chiddush of Rish Lakish, Maleches Bervutza, Bottom Maleches Bervutza is Pater. We don't know like Rish Lakish. So Mela, this that Rish Lakish says, this that when we die in Rish Lakish, that if the Revutza is Huzak, and the Maleches is Huzak in the Revutza, that you're Potter, that div we don't hold of. And Mela, we don't feel it's so pressing to fadre the Mishnah and say, oh, the Mishnah took my kishulda. Right? We had a kash of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says chayiv. Shlokish says potter. We had a problem. Kishulda. Okay, but since we don't pass like Rish Lakish anyway, so Mela, we don't pass like the other than Rish Lakish, so Mela, we don't feel it so pertinent to change the Mishnah just because of Rish Lakish, which is a bit strange. I think that's what the Goyin means when he says that Kol Dvar of Ein Muvanim, the Goyin doesn't like this whole rush. Because Mechtes, because we don't pass like him, Lagabe, Kol Mashan Bach Rashina, doesn't mean we don't pass on him, Lagabe. What happens if the Mahalach bumps into the Revutza? What does one do the other? Just because we don't hold the Rishlokas, it's not a package deal. That once we don't hold the Rishlokas, Lagabe Kol Mashanah, we don't hold the Rishlokas, Lagabe Huzog, who said? But that seems to be the first in the Kud in the Rosh. Then, the Rosh sort of veers off into a different tune, where he's saying that maybe the whole dig is not true in Rish Lakish. If you read the Lashon of the Rosh very well, it's very difficult. That's why I said I want to look at the Rosh again today. Apparently, that wasn't... the Rosh, the Hemshech of the Rosh, seems to be saying a different nekuda. Dikel meima hu adinim huska. He's saying maybe the dig is not true. First he says we don't pass like Rish Lakish. Then he says maybe the dig is not true. So chayre, it seems to be saying a different teretz. So the Rosh seems to be saying two mahalchim, and the Ruth Chritta says it's two mahalchim. Rav Zalman, but you look at Rav Zalman in Kitzi, he's a little more clear, I think, in Herik Beis Melchus. Rav Zalman explains that the second akuda of the Rosh is that there may be when the Rish Lakish said the Lashon, yeah, that bought the Revutza b'maleches Yerchayiv. Bought the maleches brevutza yipater. So the question is, the Gemara made a deal. Now, if you bought the brevutza maleches, but huzak maleches brevutza yipater. Says the Rosh, maybe that dig is not even true. Maybe the reason why Rish Lakish said the Lashon of bought the brevutza maleches, even though the truth is that even if it was huzak the maleches brevutza is chayiv, is because since Rish Lakish b'ikar, what was the ikar chiddush of Rish Lakish? What's the ikar knack of Rish Lakish? What's the chiddush of Rish Lakish? Really, Rish Lakish can't be smedish, pop on the beat and says, Rabbi, so I have a kamal chiddush today. What's my chiddush? Not that bought the revutz of Malachas is chayiv. What's his chiddush? That bought the Malachas for revutza. His partner is called Mashana. And that one made a whole tumult and hope everyone started screaming. Right? But Samela, when Rish Lakish said the first part, that bought the maleches b'revutza, your chayiv, he wasn't saying that lashon, he didn't phrase it that way, because he meant to tell me a deal, that Dafka bought the revutza from maleches, but if the maleches bumped into the revutza and got damaged, it was chuzav Samela, that you're going to be potter. He meant to say that. Since he used that same nusach, that bought the maleches brevutza is potter, so he just flipped it and said that bought the brevutza maleches is chayim. It was a nice catchphrase. Bought the maleches brevutza is chayim. Maleches brevutza is potter, right? So it just like goes together very nicely. But Zakhtar Rosh, he didn't mean to be medayik. He didn't mean to be medayik. That what? That if the revutza, if the maleches bumped into the revutza, they stack a potter. That's how Rabbi Zalman learns the two nekudas in the Rosh. But it's not beferish in the Rosh, it's two nekudas. It seems like merging everything together, but if you ma'ayin the lashonis of the Rosh, it seems that way. For instance, we don't pass like Rish Lakish, and he says, maybe it's not a deal. What does one do with the other? What does whether we pass like Rish Lakish, what does that do with the fact whether there's dig or not? El Melchari is saying two different akudas. Now, the Gain disagrees with the Rosh, and he learns the whole of Malach, writes Shar for Lashonis against the Rosh over here called Dvarov. Shinai Ches?
Yeah.
What? Tess. Yeah. The Mechaber says, "Lashon Rabbim, Shani Shani Malchim, Mishis Rabbim, Zeb Mechizim, Tarhei Bal Kair Rishon, Bal Chavaz Achron, Nish Bal Chavaz Kair Potter, Mon Bal Kaira, Manuach, Kair Masai Chai, Bizan Mishnah Kipshuta, without Amati Shoulder." Talk to Gain. Hishma Mashkas and Shalom Dama Kishilda, Nechen Rif, Shar Paiskin, Matai Mishon, the Rava Polag Alei Nishlakish, Achba Zeb. Why? With Rava, Naravut Zahab Ishlai Bishos, Malechas Bishos, Damrinon, Mechesim and Beis, the Shlai Bishos, Chai, Achba Hoska. Rosh Docha Gatzma, Mechina Mazayin, Shem Shekol Devar of the Chukamein Mavonim. I think what the guy means that hold the bechut meinim uvanim is because hagufa, because the rush seems to be saying one teretz and he starts off saying you don't pass like Rish Lakish, then he ends off saying there's no diyuk and maybe we don't even make the diyuk, so maybe you mind. Well, what does the fact that we don't pass like Rish Lakish have to do with whether it's a good diyuk in Rish Lakish or not? Make those two things don't klepsachnish and the tzeikah. Those two things don't connect one with the other. I think that's what the good guy means when he says "ain muvanim," because you can't read it. So the Achrayim are saying, no, the Rosh means two separate nakudas. But what does the guy say? The guy marshals the sugya on memches. The guy says that Enochanami Gemara Lama Beis comes out of that maskani nika shoulder, but based on the sugya on memches and Beis, where we say. And there was, that Gemara is going to argue on the din of Rish Lakish, says the guy. Why? Because Gemara says over there that when, if one of them is Bishus and one of them is Shloi Bishus, so the Gemara says even Huska is Pater. Shnei Bishus, Shnei Shloi Bishus, we say Hezekiah, Huzik Pater. Echad Bishus. And the Shloi Bishos was Huzak by the Rishos guy. So he's Potter. There are Vuts have a Shloi Bishos, and Melechas Bishos, and Rina, the Shloi Bishos. Sorry, Shloi Bishos Chayiv after Huska. If the Bishos guy was Huzak by the Shloi Bishos. So the Shloi Bishus guy is chayit even by Huzan. So Meila, what we're being medayik in Rish Lakish is not true according to the Sugya Memches. According to the Sugya Memches, you'd be chayit. So in our case, who's the Bishus, who's the Shein Bishus? The Revutz is Shein Bishus. The Maleches is Bereshus, and if the Bereshus was Huzak by the Ein Bereshus, Ein was only Huzak, Yechayiv. So Meila, the whole Diyuk in Rish Lakish is Nistar from the Gemara of Memches. So Meila, if that the din is not true, we don't have to Fadre the Mishnah, we don't have to make or keep the Mishnah as Tumat Kishulta, because the whole halacha is not true. The whole halacha we're asking from that Digger Shlokh is just not true based on the Sugya Memches. Now, the Gain is taking a little bit of liberty over here, and maybe that's where the other Rishonim would argue. The Gain is comparing the Gemara of Memches, the din of Rish Lakish, even though the Gemara of Memches is talking about people, the Gemara of Rish Lakish is talking about animals. When the Gemara over there says that when Echa Bishos, Echa Shloi Bishos, and the Bishos was Huzak, and the Shloi Bishos, Yechayim, you know it's only Huzak, the Gemara only says that by people. You have to understand the chiluk. Barak upon him, the Gain extends it to the din of Rish Lakish, which is by animals. And Mel the Gain says it's a machlokes. I haven't worked out what would be the chiluk, but maybe that could be. Maybe that would be the chiluk between the other Rishonim. Otherwise, the Chariz is right. The Ferish and Gemara. What's the whole discussion? Barak upon him. That's the guy's mahalach, at least why the Rif and the Rambam don't pass him the kimt of the Gemara Kishilda, because the Rif and the Rambam are going lefi the sugya of Memches, and lefi the sugya of Memches, this will be medayik and Rish Lakish. That if the maleches was huzak in the revutza, the revutza is potter. Fidig mar memches, since the revutza is shalai b'shus, and the maleches is b'shus, the revutza will be chayiv even though it was huzak. Look, Mishnah Vayitim. Shnayim Shem Halach Mishnah Rabim Echad Rots Vechad Mahalach Oishay Shnayim Rotsim Vezikuz Ezeh Shnayim Ptu. So we have the gears in the Mishnah Vezikuz Ezeh. Still a potter. Rashi ready on the Pemchesim base. Lav Dafka Mishnah. Because Rashi on the Pemchesim base was bothered. As the Gemara over there says that Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shloi Bishus Ziku Zed Zeh Berchayiv Husku Zeh Zeh Pater Ziku Zeh 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 Chayiv. So Rashi asks Mar Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Shneim Shneim Halk Bishus Rabim Ziku Zeh Zeh Pturim. And here it says Shneim Bishus or Shneim Shloi Bishus Ziku Zeh 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 Chayavim. Says the Perish Astira. Says Rashi, no, Ezekiel doesn't mean Ezekiel. Ezekiel means Huzku. Vloidak Belishne. Rashi basically, Bab Dafka's Loshna Mishnah. This, who is this called to? Not Memchas, right?
I don't know. It depends on
where.
Taser.
Doesn't depend where.
It depends which
guy. No, they all go up to the same place. Yeah. Not everyone has.
It doesn't go to
the same place.
Doesn't go to the same place?
No. That's why you get up. You don't get up. Fine. So Tesrit over there. Oh, have Tesrit. Tesrit over there takes issue with Rashi. Pirush Hamayra, Ziku Bidayim, Zezeh, Afilu Shalom Miskavin, Chayov Mizokim, Lo Yishalom Bein Miskavin, Lashem Miskavin, Vahod Yisna Ba Meniach, Shnayim Shem Mahalchim, Shuz Rab, Vizu Ziku Zezeh Pturim, Hu Ziku Husku, Vodok Belishne, Ein and Nirali, says Taisus Rid. Taisus Rid doesn't like this Rashi. Why? Natan Hasam, Zeba Bachavisoi, Zeba Bachavisoi, Vinish Bura Kadh Shalze Bakrosh Shalze Potter Shalzer Shalzalch Zer Shalzalch Yapish Bal Kair Hikabik Kairosa Ibuchavis Shalibu Kavana Potter Kimishlanis Kavan Hazik Yafagav Yamin Haz Almuloy, the man will be like Pashan is a Ganafshe. This is what we went to mention. I'll take the Pashan is a Ganafshe. Yafagav the Aski Bidayan, Kimin the Shalibu Kavana Aske Potter, the Pishim Durkama. So Mela. So if we see in the first Mishnah that you're potter, so that means the second Mishnah. So, and as Rashi says, Ezekiel is chayiv. Rashi learns. Rashi Memches says. Then our Mishnah, Ezekiel zezeh, yichayiv. Fektaisus rid. But we see from the mission of Zeba Bekaros of Zeba Bechavisa is Pater. Why? Because the Pshi is an Izzik. So here also. Yochiz Mesir, Dechsev Bahu Peturim. Vosachim Mesir is Nahasam. So he wants to be Gairis in the Gemara, the Yipater. The Hizik was Ezeh, Yipater. Yipater.
So now, or he says, so again, we have a problem here, yeah? We have a member of Rava, Lefid the Giris that we have in the Gemara that says, Shneim B'shush, Shneim B'shush, B'shush, Zig Zezeh, is Chayav. We have our Mishnah, which says, they're Potter. And Taisu is not willing to lav dafka to Mishnah, that Hezikun means Husku. Because he says, we have the Mishnah before that says, when Zebav is Zebav is Potter, even though it's Hezikun B'yidayim, Elamai, we're Potter, why? Because, she is an Isaac. He says the Hosama says, what's like a pshat? I we have a stira. So what's Pshat and Rava then? What's Pshat and Rava? Says Taisus Rid. Like Hashemid, the Hosama says the Ma'ak Shabam Zek and Neged Zek. Dumi Zebek Havisim Zebek Harasai. So our Mishnah says Taisus Rid is daimed to the case of the Mishnah before of Zebav Zeba, and your Potter why? Was it bung zel kras zeh? So maybe the nizik should have been, he should have been careful. Since it was like the kavana, the nizik pasha nafshe the boy little unit. Have a hacha ma'irid going shlo yibayim zel kras zeh. Levay nizik is the hurei hilchuk ben shnei b'shus ben shem shlo yibshus and mizik zeh zeh bidayim. I feel shlo yibkavana chayavim shendav mud loylam. Says Taisus Rid, the answer to Rashi's question from our Mishnah is not to lav dafka the Mishnah, because you can't lav dafka the Mishnah because they have lav, it's the same Mishnah as before. Elamai, what's the difference between our Mishnah and Din of Rava? That our Mishnah, like the Mishnah before, is talking about Zek and Eg and Zek, and then we say the Nizik, since he saw the Mazik, so what's the Din? He should have been by the Yune. His Pshias and Isaac. His Pshias and Isaac. And that's the side of Armish as well. Why is the Nizik? Why is he Potter over here? Why is Shnei Pturim? Doesn't say in your wallet. Why is Shnei Pturim? Because he by the Yune. Mashain Kane on Daf Memches, they were talking about like the Sefer of Mishnah Laman Aleph, that's one's in front of the other one, and therefore Ezekiel Zezeh is Chayim. Ezekiel Zezeh doesn't mean they bumped into each other. Ezekiel Zezeh, one damaged the other, meaning the one behind damaged on the front. That's Tzritz Teretz, how he learns our Mishnah, how our Mishnah stems with the Gemara and the Memches and Beis. What? Where?
How can you say that?
The same question as Zerubbabel Chavasai?
Zerubbabel Chavasai? You can't tell me over here it's Zerubbabel. Over there it's one in front of each other.
Someone asked this question, I think last time we mentioned this, maybe it was even you. The answer is, here we're talking about two people coming opposite each other. Is that Zerubbabel Chavasai? Being his bunny, and the guy is coming at you with a beam. That you gotta look. It's bunny drachim. You don't look at the floor, but the guy's coming at you with a beam. That you should be aware of. What?
This was the last one.
What?
I asked the last one also.
Okay. So at least we're consistent, you know. Okay, Rabbi Say. Fine. So those are two mahalchim, Pashup Shah and the Mishnah. How we stem our Mishnah with the Gemara, the Memches. Yeah. Zok Taisus. Shnayim Shem Malchim. Mezikus Ezeh Pturim. Shekol Echad Korom Ha'atzmai Chavol Azu. V'lo Yezikus Mamish B'miskavim. El kolay mar husku ze bezeh. I mean about para. See, Tay is also bothered by Rashi's question. Question is, what is Tay's answer to the question? Tay's says, "Vayziku mamish." Tay's adds a word to Rashi. bimis, a big, big, giant word. Bimiskavin. Teresa says that over here it's not bikavana. Elukaloyma husku zebeze. Oh, then he jumps to the what is it? Husku. Right? Temimapara. Shneim bishus, shneim shloi bishus, hazig zezechayab, musk zezeptur. So Taisvis over here throws in the idea of kavana. Throws in the idea of kavana. So
he's changing pshat
what husku. He's changing. He's saying hiziku.
So like, yeah, like,
no, what's that? The Rambam, right? So we had a Rambam. Question is, does Taisa agree with the Rambam? Okay, we had a Rambam that learns, according to the Magen Mishnah, etc., that Ezekiel means b'kavana. The chiluk between over there and the Rava, Ezekiel and Husku was b'kavana, was shlei b'kavana. That's the Rambam Shita. When it's Bershus, if it's Shloi B'Kavana, even though it was B'Yadayim, that's the Rambam Shita, the Potter. That was the Shalos that apply even to the Chayvah. Mechaykes, Magen Mishnah, and the Gain. But the Rambam, according to many people, the Rambam holds in my Chayvah, we say, the dafka kavana is there a problem when it's bershus? When it's bershus, then dafka kavana. So Taisus here seems to be adapting the Rambam Shita. Now Taisus says the only time he chayv is dafka miskaven, right? But he says el kolaymar, right? Lo yiziku mamish miskaven el kolaymar husku zebezet. So he jumps to husku. What does husku mean? Okay, so everyone's going to say that we're going with the Rambam. The Rambam learns the Gemara husku to mean even though it's biyadayim b'shloim kavana. That's what husku means. So. One second. So Taisvis, though, so truth matter is the so if we learn around like if learn the Tais like this, Tais is saying that Hiziku bekavana then avad yechai shloi bekavana even though it's biyadayim yipater. Why tak are you potter then? Why tak are you potter then? By Hiziku shloi bekavana. Say the what?
Oh,
no. Again, I want to know in Taisvis, and if we're bringing back the Rambam in the Rambam, Hiziku Shaloi Bekavana Ushne Bershus, your potter. Why your potter?
Because
there was no. If it's Bershus, then there's no parish of Adamu Laila. There's no parish of Adamu Laila. Right, that's what was said in the Rambam, because Rambam tells it back. They did Adamu Lailam Medlam Ramurim. When it's Bishus Hanizik, but if it's Bishus Hamazik, then there's no din Adamu Lailam. In Taisus, though, the Chayyim can't say that, because as David just pointed out so very very correctly, because Taisus starts off, yeah, Shekol Echa Garam Atzmei Chaval Azu. Now, what does Tais mean by that? Tais doesn't say because there's no Adamu Laila, right? Tais says there's something going on inside the Nizik. Now, the Gain over here brings down the going inside, v'ramakasav v'ziku mamish upturim hov tevayu avdi maisa hoyol v'tevayu avdi maisa. What does that mean? So first of all, the Goyin sounds like that he understands that the Rama is arguing on Taisus.
Isn't
this
what we said before?
Very good. One second. So the Rama, again, the Goyin, before, right, the Goyin on Taisus, when Taisus says, V'lei Zika Mamish, Taisus is Miskaven, but on that, the Goyin says, Varama kasav the hezikul mamish paturim. Now it seems to be saying Taisa says lo hezikul mamish. The Rama says hezikul mamish. I mean, there's a machlokes between Taisa and the Rama. The Goyin is saying. Now the Rama that says hezikul mamish is pater. Why are you pater? Is it? Does the Rama hold you pater even mekavana? No one's going to say you ever put the kavana, right? And the guy himself says, what's the p'tur? Hoyo tabayu avi maisa. Like as you said, we had Tais before, Rashi Tais, Rashi Tais before said, why you potter in army, the first Mishnah? Why you potter? Because the Nizik did the damage to himself. Right? The Nizik did the damage to himself. That's why you potter. He participated in the damage. That's the svar of the Rama, says the Goyin. That's the svar of the Rama. But if he did it be dying, that you don't have that svara. Right? No one's going to say, the Rama never said, if Rama's not saying, you didn't be dying, you're potter. He's saying, when they bumped into each other, Shlebekavana, so the Nizik is part of it, if you're potter. And still the Goyin saying, so the Goyin, is loved after Taisus is miskaven, because if we take seriously what Taisus says miskaven, means Taisus is saying that if he, even if he didn't be dying, as long as it wasn't mekavana, you're gonna be potter, like the Rambam. The Goyin saying there are ma'argas in Taisus, so means Taisus, the Goyin Zichat didn't learn Taisus. Yeah, Kipshutai. And he learned Taisvis like Rashi. He learned Taisvis like Rashi on that Memches. Taisvis being Mechal between Hezikul Bidayim or Husku. And the truth of the matter is, if you look at Taisvis Memches, on that Gemara, that five lines of Gemara, which makes so much trouble. Shneim b'shus, shneim shloi b'shus. Says the Gemara, Heziku zeh zeh chayavim, Husku zeh b'zeh p'turim. Says Taisvis, Memches Mbeis, the first Taisvis. What's the case? Shneim b'shus. What's the case, Rabbi? What did Rashi say? Keep going, Mishasarabim. Look at Rashi, everybody. Mishasarabim. Look at Rashi and Taisus. Mishasarabim, Oichot Sarashutfin. Oishnos Lamalabai is Mishos Nechonis. Three cases of Mishos. That's Taisus. Spiritual conscience comes, Mishasarabim. Shlai Mishos. Going to Shneim Rotzim, Mishasarabim. That's against Shlai Mishos. Going to Shneim Rotzim, Mishasarabim, Rashi said. Next Rashi. That's Shneim Mishos, Shneim Shlai Mishos. In fact, Taisus, Shkoyach. It's a Mishnah. Rava comes to the Bismarck, the Bible's not a Kiddush. Shneim Bershus, Shneim Shlai Bershus. Heziku Zeh Zeh Chayavim. Husku Zeh Zeh Pturim. Right? Per Taisus, it's a Mishnah. Hayinu Masnisin, Perkam Aniach. Therefore, he learns the case is different. It's mash from Taisvis, yeah? That whatever Rashi says, the Das Rava, that is our Mishnah. And the chiluk is between Husku and Ezekiel. In other words, the stimus of Taisvis, mashma, his issue with Rashi is, how can you tell him the case is Shneim Shloi Bershus, is Shneim Rotzim Shesarabim, yeah, and then is Ezekiel
Chayiv Husku Potter. That's our Mishnah. That's Mashma. That whatever Rashi is saying, Midas Rava, he's got a problem. It's our Mishnah. But that's what our Mishnah is saying. That means that our Mishnah, Alam Beis, is saying a Chilukdin Rashi's Husku or Ezekiel. The Pashtus of Taisus. So that's why it could be the Gain Labdavkis Taisus. Because according to Taisus, the way Taisus learns our Mishnah, it's Batsim, the Chilukdin Ezekiel and Husku. Because Taisus says Rashi's version of Rav is our Mishnah. Yeah? That means our mission is being machalic. What Rashi is being machalic in Ezekiel and Husku. So therefore, the Gaon understands with that Taisvis that you're putter over here by Husku, but by Ezekiel Yechayim. And why are you putter by Husku? Why are you putter? Shekol echa gar ma'atzmai. Chavol azu. Meaning, Taisus, wait, the Gaon's learning is Taisus not saying the Svara of Taisus before that they both participated in the Hezek. In our Mishnah, Hezek was there as a Pturim. We have a very basic question. Why are you Pater? What's the case and why are you Pater? Okay? So, the Ramah says that even Hezek you Pater because you participated. It's like Mishnah before. They both bumped into each other, and the Nizik participated in the Hezek. Therefore, you potter. That's how the Ramah learns this Mishnah, like Mishnah before, according to the Gaon. Taisvis, according to the Gaon, is not being. His Mishnah doesn't mean Heziku. The Mishnah means Husku. And the reason why you're potter is because maybe the case is not a case that they bumped into each other. Because otherwise, the chayish be potter, you should be potter even Ezekiel. In other words, Taisus is the one that held like the Ramah. In other words, we have a problem. Yeah, in Taisus. If you learn Taisus not like the Ramah, and Taisus says Ezekiel b'dayim is chayiv, even shaloi kavana. Which is how the Gaon learns Taisus, then what happened to Taisus before? How can we say Taisus argues in the Ramah? Taisus is the sheet of the Ramah. Taisus screamed the Ramah all over the place. Taisus, the Master Devayu, said that when the Nizik participated in the Hezek, he's potter, even though the Mazik hit him midayim with a Maisa. Still he's potter because he participated in the Hezek. Right? So it's fair to say that Taisus is disagreeing with the Ramah, but that's how the Gaon learns. And Taisus is not learning the Mishnah Ezekiel be dying because they be chayim. So it could be the Gaon learns Taisus that the case is not that take the case is not the way the Ramah is learning that they both it was like the case is above. The Mishnah doesn't say what happened. Shnayim hayu shnayim machal b'shnah echad ratz v'echad mahal b'shnayim ratzim. Does it say that they're coming against each other, or one is following the other one? Doesn't say that. The Taisrid learns it's not talking about that they're one against the other one. So maybe the Gaon will learn that it's not the case when they were head on and. So then, in what Taisus says, "Shkol echa garam laatzmai," "Shkol echa garam laatzmai." So, what does that mean, "garam laatzmai"? Doesn't mean that Imamish did the hezek. The lashon of "garam laatzmai" doesn't sound like Imamish did the hezek. It was garam the hezek. Like it sounds like pshias and izik. Not what Taisus said in Tarvayu that with the nizik actually did the hezek. That lashon doesn't sound like the Ramah what we're talking about from before. However, if you look at the Yamshel Shleima learns Taisus like the Ramah. Yamshel Shleima over here in Simon Chav Gimel he learns Taisvis Bechaira, he takes Taisvis literally. Taisvis is saying the only problem is Bekavana. It's only Bekavana that when there's a problem, but Shalai Bekavana, they're Potter. Even those Aziku Zezze. Like the Ramah. Yeah. Says, oh, Kashakasafti Kane Kosavator, Shem Ramah, Vazel Shainim, Shneim Rotzim. Yeah, our Mishnah. I feel his Ziku Zeze, Pturim. Hodamrinon, his Ziku Zeze Chayavim. Aye. What do you do with the Gemara of Memches? The Torah asks on the Ramah. When you learn from Memches, it says Zikuzeze Chayavim. Hanidaf Shemazik Asa Ma'isa, Benizik Asa Kum. Amok Tavayu Avdi Ma'isa. So the Torah explains the answer to the big question: how does our Mishnah stem with the Gemara Memches? Where we have Rashi. Rashi has a very simple answer. What's Rashi's answer? What? Lav Dafka. Then when our we says Hiziku, doesn't mean Hiziku means Hosku. Tesrit says, what's the difference? Well, Zekineged Zeh, or Zechrei Zeh. That's what the Torah says, the Ramah is going to say also. That when our Mishnah says, Hiziku Zeh Zeh is Purim, is because they were both involved. It was head on. It means the Nizik participate in the Hezik. Mashengim Memches is not talking about when it was a head on. Therefore, the Mazik, Hiziku Zez as Chayiv, because the Mazik is the one that did the whole action. And that's why you're Chayiv over there. That's what the Torah says to answer the Ramah. That's how the Ramah is going to have to answer the Ramah. The Gemara brings down. It says that our Mishnah is even Ezekiel is Potter. He'll have to, I the Gemara Memches, you have to answer like the Ramah. So he says, that's, so the Yom Shalom brings down the Ramah. He says, Masha Kais Matosvis. It's a Roman Amokim. The Master's name. Lav Davka Ezekiel Mamish B'miskavin. Takes that dig of Taisus and says that when Taisus says Dafka by Husku, he means Kloimar Ayri Beziku Shaloi B'Miskaven Upturim Heim K'moish Husku Zeh B'Zeh. It's like his Husku Zeh B'Zeh. Because he learns Tais like the Ramah. The Yamsha Shleim, the Mashal, learns Tais like the Ramah. Not like the Gaon. And he learns Tais, when Tais says that B'Kavana means B'Kavana, Tafka B'Kavana, but if it's not B'Kavana, then you Potter. Oh, why you Potter? So Chayr here, it's not like the Rambam. It's the same halacha of the Rambam, but for a different reason. Because in the Rambam, why you potter? Because there's no din of mulayim over here when it's brishos. According to the Taisus, why you potter like the Ramah? Because the nizik participate in the hezik. It's a whole different svara. The halacha is the same, but for a different svara. V'teida, tiya Taisus mefarshim kerashi, says the Marshal. Tais means like Rashi, and came Loma Kosvu Lav Dafke Ziku b'miskaven. Why it says thrown miskaven? Miskaven is irrelevant. Says the Marshal, you can't just ignore Taisvis. Tais says miskaven. That's saying the chiluk is that the only time you chayiv is miskaven. As long as it's not miskaven, you're potter. How kach? Tais hold like the Ramah, not like Rashi. According to Rashi, she's Lav Dafke Ziku El Husku. Why is he throwing miskaven? Marshal takes that word of Taisvis very seriously. But so therefore he learns Taiz like the Ramah. Now, so that's all very good. You know, you take that Dig Miskam, and you should take Dig Miskam very seriously. The only problem is, as it's very Ramah's too, the way Taiz starts off, yeah, should call Echo Gorim La'atzmai Chavolazu. That Lashon is really not so great for the Mashal. Because that Lashon doesn't really sound like the Ramah. Because that Lashon says that he was Gairim. It sounds like you're a Pshia. Right? Doesn't sound like you actually took part in the Hezek. Because there's Tais Nusach on their master bayu, shaf balachov is misayeya bishvirasa, right? Kol echa garam laatzmoi chavolazu is a far cry from the nusal text before that says shabalachov is misayeya bishvirasa, right? Being garam the hezek is way different than being misayeya the hezek. And the side of the Ptor says the Gain, Bedas Ramah, says the Am Shleima, Bedas Taisvis, is because of the participation of on the part of the Nizik. Yeah, then that Tais is a very, very powerful Lashon over here. So therefore I think that's where the Gain is coming from. That's why the Gain feels is the Machlaik is between Taisvis and the Ramah. He loved Afka's the Miskavim. So something's got to go over here. You know what I mean? Because if you learn to the Miskavim, right, that means Shleim Miskavim, Kavani and Potter. So the Yam Shleim says, Pshad is a good Tais Vishtasai, Tais before, which works out very nice, Tais Vishtasai. Yeah? But then, Tais's Nusach in the beginning is not so Gishmak. He doesn't say that because you took part in the Hezek. But so therefore, I think the Gain learned. He lopped off the Miskavim. He learns the Tais like Rashi. The Chiluk is Hozak or Hizik. And Kavanah is lopped off. The reason why he potter is because he doesn't say this far of the Ramah.